This radio show is a paid placement.
It's time for Retirement 360 with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, your retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. Alan and Troy's team helps with the X's and O's of your financial plan, helping to make sure you have the winning playbook before the clock runs out on your working years. So let's drop the puck, break the huddle, and tip things off. This is Retirement 360 with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton.
Glad you're with us today for Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton of Mercurio Wealth Advisors. You can always go to the website to learn more, Louisville'sRetirementCoach.com, Louisville'sRetirementCoach.com. If you have questions about, hey, the markets and what should I be doing to get ready for retirement, because Mercurio Wealth Advisors is here to help you create your Retirement 360 game plan for retirement. You have questions about that, it's 502-273-1188, 502-273-1188. We've kicked Alan Mercurio out of the studio. It is now myself, Mark Elliott, chatting with Troy Bolton, one of the pair of Louisville's retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. And what we're going to do, we did this with Alan before, it's time to do it with Troy. Troy's had a lot going on in his life. Just had a brand new baby, young Noah, a lot going on. So we're going to get to know Troy Bolton with Mercurio Wealth Advisors. So, Troy, how is it with three boys around the house? That's kind of fun.
It is very fun. They keep it, definitely keep it lively. With the 4 and the 2-year-old, they're getting to the point where they're wrestling, they're fighting, starting to hit each other. And sometimes you got to figure out when to let them work it out themselves and when to break it up. So it's getting pretty interesting around the house.
So do you have to give your wife, Ashley, some free time? Hey, there's so many boys and male testosterone around here. You got to get away just to regather yourself.
I try to give her that time, but she will not let go of that baby. She wants to hold him as long as she possibly can, but we'll get to that point. She'll get there.
Absolutely. So that's great that Noah's doing well, and the 4-year-old and 2-year-old, they're off and running. So that's a positive as well. We're getting to know Troy Bolton a little bit. So Troy, let's go back in time. What got you into the financial world? Your degree is in finance from Louisville. So where were you? Tell me a little bit about your life.
Oh, wow. Where to even start with that? So my background's really, it comes from my mother. My mother early on used to be a stay-at-home mother. Raised my brother and I. My brother's 5 years older than me. He always loves it. I point that out all the time. But she was a stay-at-home mother, and my father passed away when we were really young. I was 3 years old. My brother was 8. So she was kind of forced to go back to work to take care of us boys. And she got involved in the banking industry. So I saw her throughout my whole childhood being a banker, working as a teller, dealing with money, finances, just being very interested in that for some reason. Then come to high school, we actually had a bank inside the school that we could work at. It was kind of like a co-op type thing that we could give loans to students. But the whole reason I did this was really because I was interested in finance. This isn't something that most places teach. They don't teach you how to do a checkbook register or balance a checkbook or even just keep tabs of what you have in your account. So it's always something that really interested me. Then right after I graduated high school, I found out a lot more details of kind of what happened when my father passed away that really kind of pushed me into this industry even more. When my father passed away, it was actually a work incident. So this was back in 1986. He died on the job. He worked construction. So something happened and he actually passed away while on the job. So my mother actually got a settlement at the time, which is kind of like life insurance. She got a certain amount of money, a lump sum. And she spoke with this gentleman at a insurance company that told her that, look, these annuities would work great. Your kids, your boys will be able to get them at certain ages. They'll be able to get income for the rest of their lives. So that kind of changed my direction. And when I realized what he did for my mother at her very young age with 2 young boys at a very crucial time to make a decision like that, that she could put money into these accounts and we will receive income from those accounts for the rest of our life. That income has helped pay for my college, helped pay for my boys' daycare, all that stuff. So it shows me the power of planning and the power of some of these investment tools that we have the ability to use.
And your mom is Alan Mercurio's sister, correct? So it did is. That also play into that?
Older sister. He is the baby of the family.
Oh, okay. So Uncle Alan obviously brings you on to Mercurio Wealth Advisors, but did you start with Mercurio Wealth Advisors or did you go other places in the financial world out of Louisville?
No, when I graduated, I wanted to come directly here, and I had that conversation with Alan, and he was like, no, he said, you need to pay your dues. You need to get out there and figure it out on your own. So I did that. I worked for a local bank here. Well, it's a national bank, but I worked for them for, I would say, 10 years, worked for U.S. Bank through college and even after college. And then when I got done there, I wanted to go more in the investment route. So I actually moved to Florida. Always wanted to move to Florida, moved there right after I graduated and wanted to be a financial advisor. Guess what year this was in?
Probably 2008.
That's exactly when it was. And I was like, why can I not get a job as a brand new financial advisor in this industry? It was 2008. It was the last big crash that we had. So it was horrible timing. So I actually moved back here and worked again for US Bank, but was able to get into their investment side. And then I went out, worked an insurance company. So I've been involved in the financial service industry for over 15 years. And it got to a point where I sat down with Alan and I said, all right, Alan, I want to work with you. I want to help you build what you're doing or grow what you're building right now. I'm either going to do it with you or I'm going to go out and do it on my own. Luckily, he said, okay, I want you here with me.
And that was 2013, correct?
It was 2013. And he brought me in and we really have honed in on the retirement planning. That's really when the Retirement 360 game plan was born and when we started focusing on that 360 game plan and hitting all aspects of retirement planning.
Yeah, so if you have questions about where you are on your road to retirement, you can certainly sit down with the team at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. It's 502-273-1188. You want to find out more about Troy and Alan, you can always go to the website. Great information there about retirement, but also about the team. Louisville'sRetirementCoach.com, Louisville'sRetirementCoach.com. And again, you can always call 502-273-1188. So, Troy, you joined the team at Mercurio Wealth Advisors with Uncle Alan. And really, I think one of the cool things about, I think, retirement planners, it's not about you. You guys are not salespeople. You are service people. How do we help? I mean, that's really the whole mindset, isn't it? How do we help our clients have a better retirement if we can?
You know, that's exactly it, because this industry is very, very pushy as a whole. Most brokers out there, they are very pushy. They are salespeople. Our job as investment advisors, fiduciary investment advisors, is to really make sure we are doing whatever's in your best interest, even if it causes us financial harm. So it's our job to really sit down, understand your situation and what's going on in your life, and create a plan that's based off everything that you want and that you need, and show you how to accomplish all that if it is possible with what you've saved. So that's something that really encouraged me to want to work here, is because Alan already instilled that into the company, and that really attracted me to this company. And I was going to work that way, whether it was with him or do it on my own. But I'm glad that we were able to come to an agreement and be here.
You know, and the final thing, and this, we're getting to know Troy Bolton, the president of Mercurio Wealth Advisors at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. And I think it's always interesting to hear the story. But you think about it, when you sit down with a couple, for example, you don't know how long they're going to be here. You don't know if they're going to have health issues. You don't know what challenges will come their way. I would think that's really makes the Retirement 360 game plan that you create, there's a little bit of pressure there because you don't know some of the answers you would like to know.
Oh, there's a lot of pressure. But the thing that our clients get is they get our experience. We've worked with thousands of retirees and we've built these plans. So we've went through thousands of retirements, hopefully this is your only retirement that you have to plan for. We're doing this every day for multiple people. So you get to benefit from that experience. But yeah, we do, things change throughout retirement. Your plan has to evolve with you. So, I mean, for example, I met a client 5 years ago. Well, they've been a client for 5 years now, and he retired here 3 years ago and everything was going well. They were able to do their traveling, do what they want to do, snowbird down to Florida during the winter. And he suddenly passed away at a young age. And that was definitely not in the plan. They were going to live happy, both die same time at age 95. But we sat down and looked at her plan, make sure everything was on path to take care of her as well. So that's something that we do look at. We don't want to have to account for, but we have to look at those numbers and make sure that everybody's going to be okay no matter what happens.
So the Retirement 360 game plan is about whomever Alan and Troy are sitting down with at Mercurial Wealth Advisors. It is about you. And if you do lose a spouse, I mean, one of the more trying times ever, but you want to make sure that the surviving spouse is going to be okay going forward. So there's a lot of moving parts when creating that Retirement 360 game plan. It is about you. At Mercurial Wealth Advisors. Alan and Troy and the team are here to help. So if you'd like to chat with the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors, all you have to do is give them a call. There's no cost, there's no obligation, there's no pressure. 502-273-1188. 502-273-1188. Now, if you'd like the book that Troy and Alan have talked about, the Retirement 360 Game Plan, all you have to do is text the word book to that same number, and you'll get the book. It's a great deal. No cost to you. Text the word book to 502-273-1188. And then Monday, they'll get that all taken care of for you. And you'll have a really, I think, a better understanding of where you are on that road to retirement and areas that maybe you didn't even think about you needed to consider. It's all in there. Retirement 360 Game Plan. Just text the word book 502-273-1188. When we come back, Alan Mercurio will join us as we continue here on Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Call right now. Schedule a 15-minute phone call to get started on creating your own Retirement 360 scorecard from Mercurio Wealth Advisors. 502-273-1188. That's 502-273-1188.
Hey, it's Tony Vannetti. You know, most people begin their retirement journey with some common questions. Are there ways to reduce taxes in retirement? That's a biggie. When's the best time to take Social Security? Another one. Is it possible to minimize the impact of inflation? If you have these similar questions, join Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, Louisville's retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors, as they lead a discussion about retirement's most common concerns. You're going to learn a lot. You got to go to louisvillesretirementcoach.com and sign up. Register today. Seating is limited. So don't delay. Pick a time and day that works best for you. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Start your retirement planning process with Mercurio Wealth Advisors. louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Investment advisory services offered through Mercurio Wealth Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
To get a copy of Troy's book, The Retirement 360 Game Plan, text BOOK to 502-273-1188. Be more prepared for your retirement. Text BOOK to 502-273-1188 right now.
Welcome back to Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton of Mercurio Wealth Advisors. You can always go to the website to learn more, louisvillesretirementcoach.com, louisvillesretirementcoach.com. You have questions. Can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do I have enough? At the end of the day, are we going to be okay if we retire? That's what we want to know. 502-273-1188. No cost to you. Very simple process. Just give the team a call. Tell them your questions. You ask them your questions. Tell them your concerns. See if they can help. Pretty simple. 502-273-1188. I'm Mark Kelly. Glad you're with us. All right, Troy, let's go back in time. Because, sadly, your dad passed away when you were really young. So Uncle Alan stepped in. Did you have a hard time respecting his strict rules when he tried to step in to help his sister raise you?
No, especially at first because I was living in Texas and he was here in Louisville. So it made it really easy. But with my family, we've always been really close. And I always looked up to my grandfather, which was my papaw, Alan's dad, and Alan, as that father figure. Even though they might not have felt that, that's what I looked at. And they might have, I don't know. But no, it was always pretty easy. I've always looked up to older people.
Yeah, that's good. You were raised right. And I think for a lot of us, it's really funny. My dad was a longtime coach. He was a heck of an athlete himself. And I'd signed with the Dodgers out of high school. I did a lot of things athletically. But my dad would give me advice after a high school game, for example. I'm like, hey, what do you know? I mean, I know you're a college coach, but really, I know more. All of us grew up kind of thinking we know more than our parents, which really, when you look back on it, was not the right decision. So when you think about it, Alan, part of the retirement plan, the retirement 360 game plan, mm-hmm. part of it is legacy planning. How do you help to maybe help your clients plan those final wishes, those legacies in a retirement plan? How does this all fit into that retirement 360 game plan?
Well, it's definitely part of the plan. It's a big part of the plan, actually. The legacy plan is, you know, what we kind of wrap everything up with when we meet with somebody after we've went through their income plan, their investment strategy, their tax plan. You know, we come back and say, okay, we want to introduce this idea of making sure that your will is up to date, or your trust, making sure that you have those items, and explain what they can do for your beneficiaries, your family, when you exit this life, what's going to happen. And we know that in Kentucky and in many states that if you don't have a properly drafted will or it becomes invalid, then you kind of default back to what the state requires. And that's not a pretty thing. It's not a good thing for you to have. You don't want the state or any government deciding how to divvy up your belongings. So it's important to have that. We always, you know, review that question with our clients and our prospective clients. Do you have an updated will? You know, when was the last time it was updated? And that's a big thing that happens a lot of times, is we'll talk about a will and they'll say, oh, yeah, I got one. When was the last time it was updated? Well, it was 1992 when the kids were babies. You know, they were going on a trip and they decided they needed a will and put together a will and never did update it. So it's important to make sure that you are updating this. And then we offer to introduce them to attorneys that we've worked with over the years here at Mercurial Wealth Advisors. We don't have anybody that's an attorney in our office, but we have strategic partners that we've worked with for years that we introduce them to get these things done, get a properly drafted will, get an updated trust, or to make sure your power of attorneys are updated. So all these things are part of that legacy plan that you have to have a complete retirement plan.
So, Troy, when people come in, I would think that's not their number one. Some people it might be their number one thing, right? Leave an inheritance to the kids or heirs or what have you, or a favorite charity. But do most people realize all the planning that goes in, all those things Alan just talked about? There's a lot of moving parts when somebody passes away and how things are passed on smoothly, right?
Yeah, a lot of people don't. Unless they've been through the process, they don't realize the amount of detail or the amount of work that working through an estate takes when somebody passes away. And the biggest problem that we see is the family issues that come up when a parent passes away. I have conversations all the time with people and they say, oh, my kids are great, stuff will never pop up. But then somebody passes away and the claws come out and everybody's kind of going for the money. Taking care of your will, your trust, making sure your wishes are honored, takes that control out of their hands and puts it back in yours, even though you're not here. And that's just part of the legacy planning. Legacy is basically what you want to leave behind, how you want to leave it. Do you want to leave money to grandkids? Do you want to leave things to your children? Do you want to leave things to a charity? You can do that through will and trust planning, but you can also do that through other planning. The more assets you have and you've been able to accumulate over time, the more important this is. There are other ways to create. Alan and I were talking about earlier, charitable remainder trust, where you can put assets in there and there's certain rules with it that you can benefit from the assets while they're in there and not pay taxes on it, as long as some of the assets go to a charity. So sometimes there is planning required for some individuals that have saved, let's say, $2 to $3 to $4 million. This might be a good idea for you. But for normal
retirees, that might not be the direct way for us. There might be other ways to make our legacy plan the most efficient as possible. It's just sitting down, talking to somebody and seeing what works best for you and your plan.
And that's what Troy and Alan and the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors are all about. It's part of the Retirement 360 game plan. Starts with income, investment strategies, tax-efficient strategies, healthcare, long-term care, but legacy planning is a big part of it. How do you want to leave things? Here's the deal. I think we'd all agree, if you hate your family, do nothing. Just leave them a total mess. But most of us love our families, so why not do these extra steps to make sure that things will go as smoothly as they can? It's a challenging situation, but the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors has walked their clients through this probably more times than they'd care to remember. 502-273-1188 if you'd like to chat with them. Make sure you've got the will. Do you need a trust? That depends on the situation. The powers of attorney for healthcare, for finances, a living will, all those kind of things. What do you need? 502-273-1188. Remember this?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
So, Alan, can you sing that like Aretha?
I was singing it right then. You didn't hear me?
Respect. Find out what it means to me. Aretha Franklin, one of the greatest voices ever. But because we're talking about legacy planning and the like, Aretha Franklin, when she passed away, we've talked about this, I think, at times before, but it's kind of a sad deal. She passed away in the summer of 2018, and she had an estimated $17 million estate. Well, they found three handwritten wills in her house, and they were all a little bit different. And so the sons go to court because one of them put one in charge, the other one put the other one in charge, and it really kind of turned into a bad thing. I think at the end of the day, they got it worked out, but it caused a lot of legal costs that they probably could have avoided if Aretha had actually had an actual plan in place. And that's kind of what you were talking about, Troy, when you think things will go fine, and then all of a sudden, they don't go fine. And it's because you just didn't cross all the I's and dot all the T's, I would think.
Well, with a lot of people, when you start talking about estate planning and you bring up wills and trusts, they say, I have a will and I don't need a trust. And when we start talking about the probate process, they say, well, I have a will. And one thing that our attorney, one of the attorneys that we work with, always says, the will is what starts the probate process. It doesn't bypass probate. A trust bypasses probate, but a will starts the probate process. And here in the state of Kentucky, from what our attorney says, the minimum fee an attorney can charge is 5%. So just think about that. If all this was just a will, that's $17 million, 5% of that amount.
Quick math, sorry. I can't even do the math on that one.
No, it's a lot of money. So if she had it set up in her will to create a trust upon her death, all that money could have been put into a trust and possibly saved millions of dollars in fees just going through probate. And I assume an average probate here in the state of Kentucky is usually around 6 to 9 months. With a state $17 million, multiple wills, I'm assuming it took years to take care of that. So it cost a good amount of money just to get that taken care of. And if you asked her if she was still around, would she want her kids going through all that stress? No. And that was not her intention, but she was not advised properly how to do it, how to make sure everything's taken care of. So it's very unfortunate, but we just need to make sure. We try to make sure that our clients don't have to deal with any of that.
So, Alan, I came up with $850,000, 5%.
Yeah, that's what, 17 that's what I came up with.
Yeah. So let's wrap this up. We'll talk more about the legacy part of the Retirement 360 game plan when we come back. Alan, I'll let you invite people in before we wrap this up.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty simple, guys, that if you're what we're talking about today resonates with you, you're thinking, gosh, you know, I've been planning on doing this for years and I just never have pulled the trigger on it. I mean, this is the time that you need to really think about this. You need to make sure that your plan is in place. This is the, like we started the show with, this is a year of end planning. We want to make sure that your plan is up to date, that your plan includes your tax plan, as well as your investment strategy, as well as your income plan. But you also have to have a legacy plan. The problem without having the legacy plan, without having the proper documentation, just like we talked about, your family could go through a lot of things that you didn't intend. So the easy way to fix this is you text the word income or tax to 502-273-1188. We're going to send you a link that you will actually put your full name in and an email address in, and then everything else takes place after that. It's that simple. So text the word income, 502-273-1188, and then you'll receive a text back from us. Just respond to that, and that'll get the ball rolling.
So we've got another segment to get to. We're talking legacy planning. There's a lot of moving parts, and Troy and Allen and the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors are here to help. Stay with us. We're back with more of Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches right after this.
Catch Allen and Troy on the Retirement Coaches Corner podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and all major platforms. Or text podcast to 502-273-1188 and get a link to their episodes. The Retirement Coaches Corner podcast. Check it out today. Find out more about upcoming events and seminars from Mercurial Wealth Advisors. Click on the events tab at louisvillesretirementcoach.com. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com.
Glad you're with us today for Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton of Mercurial Wealth Advisors. Website, louisvillesretirementcoach.com. A lot of great information there. Find out about upcoming events. Find out more about Troy and Alan and the team, louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Questions? We're talking legacy planning today. There's a lot of moving parts, wills, trust. There's powers of attorney for finances, for health care. There's just a lot of moving parts, the living wills, transfer on death, all those kind of things. What do we need? Troy and Alan can certainly walk you through that. 502-273-1188, complimentary, no cost to you to chat with the team. 502-273-1188. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. All right, Alan. So when we think about all of this part of the planning process, the Retirement 360 game plan, it's really step five, if you will, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. Doesn't mean it's the least important, but it's probably down the line when we're trying to figure out, can we retire? That's income and investments and taxes and all that. Because down the line, healthcare and legacy planning becomes a huge deal. So we've got to have all of this in place. But I'm going to turn 64 and my mom's going to turn 87 the day before I turn 64. Always easy to remember because my birthday is my dad's birthday. My mom's birthday is the day before. Wow. It makes it easy. But my mom has entrusted, she's done all this planning, and my stepsister is a high-powered attorney. She made her the executor of the estate. And I thought, Mom, that is a very good decision because she's way smarter than I am. So that was a good decision. Who do we entrust all these documents to, though, the wills and the trust if we have them? Is it a family member, a lawyer, a third-person party? I mean, there's a lot of options here, aren't there?
Yeah, and I think that most folks turn to a family member. I mean, a family member is going to, well, acting as a trustee, they're going to probably have a better understanding of the family dynamic, what's going on in the family, if there's any special needs or anything like that that needs to be talked about or considered or whatever. I think that family member is going to probably be the first choice that most folks go to. But, I mean, I've got a couple of clients that really don't have any family members left, and they're trying to figure out, okay, well, now what? How do I change this? Because Uncle Bob passed away 2 months ago or whatever. Now I got to change all my documents and everything. So I think that that's when you start looking at potentially having maybe your attorney to be act as your trustee. They're going to act in a fiduciary manner for you. So they have to do what you dictate in your will, in your documents, in your trust, whatever. So they're going to act in your best interest for that. If you feel more comfortable separating that from your attorney to maybe go to a trust company, that a trust company can act on your behalf. Again, they're going to act in a fiduciary manner for you. But the challenge with either of those options is that you know that there's going to be fees that come out of whatever you leave, and that's okay. I mean, even your family members are eligible to take a fee if you name them executrix or executor of the estate. They're allowed to take a fee. Some don't. So it just depends. But I think that's usually the first choice as a family member.
So, Troy, when you think about this, because you were talking about it in the last segment, talking about the fact that there are estate planning attorneys, obviously. You guys are not estate planning attorneys.
Mm-mm.
But this is a big part of the 360 game plan that you've helped people with. I would imagine you kind of help people along and let them understand the moving parts, but then at the end of the day, you're not drawing up wills and trust. Is that where you kind of work with an estate planning attorney? Is that how it works?
That's exactly how it works. And no, this whole process starts with our initial meeting that we call our discovery visit, where we sit down and really figure out what's going on in your plan right now. What do you have? Do you have the will? Do you have the trust? If not, what are your goals? What are your intentions with what you have? How do you want it to be left? So it's a real in-depth conversation. And then I would say once we get our part done, we look at the investments, we look at the risk, we look at the income, get all that part built. It's when we bring in the estate planning attorney to really sit down with you and have a completely complimentary meeting that you will relay everything that you want to happen with your estate, how you want everything to go. Do you have, say, son-in-law, daughter-in-law that you really are not that fond of, that you want to make sure assets are protected, stay within the bloodline, all that, or if you have a special needs child that you need to make sure you have a special needs trust for, all that stuff is taken into consideration. Then the attorney comes back with, okay, here's what you need. Here are the best strategies to take care of your situation and what your goals are. So that is completely complimentary just to sit down with the attorney. Now, if you work together, that's a fee outside of what we do. That's up to the attorney. Depends on how much work it is, married, single. So a lot of different things go into that, but the meeting itself is completely complimentary. It's something you need to get on. You don't need to wait because we are not promised tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen. And when my wife and I were setting this thing up, we were talking about who to trust. I mean, we're younger. Our kids are under 5 years old right now, all three of them. So our biggest thing was figuring out who's going to take care of our kids if something happens to both of us. And that's tough for us. So it took us a long time to figure that out. So you have to make that decision who's going to take care of your estate as well. And it could cause issues, and you need to make sure you think about that and have a good conversation with an estate planning attorney that's done this time after time. And we've met with people, I would say a couple of years ago, I remember meeting with a couple that they met with our estate planning attorney, had a good plan drawn up. It was going to solve a lot of their issues. But an attorney from a small town here locally was saying that, no, all they needed was a will and they didn't need the trust. So the trust takes control and, like I said earlier, bypasses probate. So I get a little skeptical when people just recommend a will, because what that allows the attorney to do is basically hold your hand or your kid's hands through the probate process and charge that fee. So it makes me a little skeptical when somebody says you don't need a trust. So just get a second opinion, sit down with the estate planning attorney, does this on a daily basis. Don't go to the person that practices family law or divorces or anything like that. Go to somebody that focuses on estate planning. And we have a couple good people that we'll set you down with. Give us a quick call at 502-273-1188. Leave a message and say that you want to speak with one of the retirement coaches. Char will give you a call back on Monday morning, and we'll schedule a 15-minute call with one of the retirement coaches. Just go over your situation, see if we can help, and see if there's any value we can add to your situation. Based on that call, we'll determine if it makes sense for you to come in for a full visit to the office. Again, that phone number is 502-273-1188.
Yeah, and as Troy was saying, I mean, if you're going to sit down and talk about an estate plan, wills, trust, and all that, you should talk with an estate planning attorney. If you're going to talk about retirement, shouldn't you talk to a retirement planning team? Well, that's what Alan and Troy and the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors are, retirement planning team. They're here to help guide you in all these areas. And that's where it's really good to have Troy and Alan and the team walking hand in hand with you. So nobody can kind of sideswipe you because you didn't understand it, because they're here to help you. That's really important. 502-273-1188. All right, we're going to change tune just a little bit. Mickey Rooney. Now, Troy, you don't know who these people are, so Alan and I will clear it up for you. Mickey Rooney, Stan Lee, Zsa Zsa Gabor. Troy, do you know who they are?
All of them are. Huh? All of them.
You know them all?
Stan Lee's Marvel, right?
Okay, yeah.
Mickey Rooney, know the name, don't.
Short little actor, did all kinds of movies.
National Velvet.
All
yeah,
of them.
Yeah. Zsa Zsa Gabor. Is that Petticoat? No.
Green Acres.
Green Acres, absolutely. So what all those three, Mickey Rooney, Stan Lee, Zsa Zsa Gabor, have in common? They were all victims of elder abuse. So, Troy, this is your chance. You want to get in a little elder abuse jokes? You can do it right now.
No,
you're
no.
You're going to pass on that? Okay.
I will pass on that.
According to the World Health Organization, the global population of people aged 60 years and older could more than double from 900 million in 2015 to about $2 billion in 2050. Alan, you've done this a long time. Have you ever run across elder abuse?
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen it primarily from our perspective. We've seen it from a financial stance, and we kind of talked about it in a previous segment where as a client starts to age, maybe they get into their early 80s or mid 80s or early 90s or, you know, what have you, and the kids get involved, which we always encourage that. We want the kids to be involved because we don't want, you know, the last thing we want is somebody coming back and saying, well, you told mom and dad to do this thing and it's too risky for them or it's whatever. And we want to have input. But we have seen times where, you know, as the parent ages and the kids realize that the parent has dollars setting aside, they start to see dollar signs and start to say, okay, well, how can we start to pull some of that money from mom's account or from dad's account and then kind of feather our own nest with it? And it's not too often. I mean, we don't see that very often, but it is something that we have to be aware of, and we have to make sure that it doesn't happen, you know, or that if we can prevent it by notifying people that need to be notified or what have you, then we try to take that action.
You know, it's really kind of crazy, the stats from that same World Health Organization. 60%, almost 60% of elder abuse and neglect incidents, their perpetrator is a family member, and 2/3 of them are adult children and spouses. That's certainly a sad, sad situation. But you think about it, social isolation, mental impairments such as dementia or Alzheimer's are two of the factors that make our elders more susceptible to this type of abuse. I guess, Troy, how do you help your clients through this? And I mean, it can't be fun if one of your clients, you know, your couples that you help and one of the spouses ends up with dementia or Alzheimer's. I mean, that's a sad situation.
It is very sad. But there's a couple of situations that pop into mind where the lady that's been a longtime client, that she actually has a power of attorney on her account. So that power of attorney has pretty much power to do almost anything, can sign stuff for her, can do all that. There are some things that came up that made us question as a fiduciary advisor. And our number one responsibility is to our end client. And was this lady that's been a longtime client? Even though her power of attorney has the right to do what she was requesting, we just wanted to make sure because some things sounded a little questionable. So we reached out to the client just to run it by her and just make sense. And she's like, no, that's exactly what I want. So we, and I mean, not myself and Alan alone, it's our team, has red flags that pop up and we question stuff, and we just want to make sure our clients are taken care of and they're not taken advantage of. Because we do see that from time to time when clients are aging, especially when it comes to something to do with memory, that kids get a little greedy and they say, hey, why wait until mom's passed away? Let's get some of the money now. And that might not be the best thing. Maybe it's their wishes, but maybe it's not. So we just need to make sure they're taken care of.
And it really is as simple, folks, is that all you need to do is text the word tax to 502-273-1188. That's going to get the process started. You're going to receive a text back from us. You'll enter your name and an email address, and Char will reach out to you tomorrow morning to schedule a time with one of the coaches to really find out where you are with your planning. So again, text the word tax, 502-273-1188.
So stay with us, Troy and Alan, back with our final segment of today's Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches. Back right after this.
Most people begin their retirement journey with some common questions. Are there ways to reduce taxes in retirement? When's the best time to take Social Security? And is it possible to minimize the impact of inflation? If you have similar questions, join Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, Louisville's retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors, as they lead a discussion about retirement's most common concerns. You'll learn a lot, and all you have to do is register. Seating is limited, though, so don't delay. To pick the day and time that works best for you, go to louisvillesretirementcoach.com to make your reservation. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Start your retirement planning process with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton and the team at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. louisvillesretirementcoach.com. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Investment advisory services offered through Mercurio Wealth Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Do
To get a copy of Troy's book, The Retirement 360 Game Plan, text BOOK to 502-273-1188. Be more prepared for your retirement. Text BOOK to 502-273-1188 right now.
Glad you're with us today for Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton of Mercurio Wealth Advisors. I'm Mark Elliott, 502-273-1188. If you have questions, concerns, can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do I have enough? 502-273-1188. You want to find out more about Alan, Troy, and the team. You want to find out about upcoming events, classes that Troy teaches. It's Louisville'sRetirementCoach.com. Louisville'sRetirementCoach.com. Now, we're going to finish today's segment with our mailbag segment. So that is questions that Troy and Alan have accumulated with people coming in at events, have questions, people send them questions, call them with questions, and we just kind of save these. Now, here's my one point that I do want to make. So our first question, for example, Alan, this is for you. It comes from Jenny in Valley Station. But okay. Jenny, I will tell you this. Alan does not have all of the information he would need to give you an entire answer, because he doesn't know your age, doesn't know if you're married, doesn't know how much income you need, doesn't know all of that stuff. That's why it's so important, I think, to sit down and talk with them. 502-273-1188. You have an opportunity to ask them follow-up questions. They have an opportunity to ask you follow-up questions, but we enjoy the questions. So, Alan, here you go. Jenny in Valley Station says this. Guys, we're seriously considering relocating now that we're a few years into retirement, and nothing's off the table, including moving abroad. What are some things we should think about when trying to decide where we should go?
Oh, very good question, Jenny. Well, congratulations on your retirement. Congratulations on the success of your retirement. Sounds like it's going pretty well. Thank you for the question, too. You know, I think just hearing the question and thinking about it, you know, because a lot of our clients go through this. A lot of our clients may not move abroad, but they're going to either find them a winter home in a little bit warmer climate, or maybe buy a second home, maybe on the lake or something like that. So a lot of folks go through this. So I guess the first thing I would consider, especially if the moving abroad is more towards the top of the list, is you want to look at things like your health insurance and how does that cover you if you're outside of the country, and how easily accessible is your funds outside of the country? Are you going to have a different currency that you're going to be dealing with and things like that? So I would look at those types of things if you're seriously thinking about going abroad. The first thing that I would do in any kind of relocation question would be go to that location for an extended period of time. If you can go there and stay for a month or maybe 2 months or something like that, understand the culture of where you're going to be, understand the cost of where you're going to be. You know, if you're moving to a state that has state taxes and you haven't had state taxes, or vice versa, if you're moving to a state that doesn't have state taxes, how's that going to affect you? What's that going to open up for you? How's that going to affect your pension or your retirement income? Those are things that we would start to look at and really try to guide you on. As Mark said, we don't have all of your information. We'd love to sit down with you and kind of talk to you about these options and really help you understand what real options that you have so that you can, you know, kind of start narrowing them down and get on with retirement, because that sounds like, you know, that's what you're wanting to do. And we want to make sure that you have the type of retirement that you have dreamed of, and that putting that plan behind it is the number one step.
And Alan,
great question.
Yeah, I would think, Alan, even if you go within the 50 states, you've got different taxes at all the states tax
exactly
differently, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you go, for instance, if you go to Florida, Florida doesn't have a state tax, so that your pension could be taxed differently down there if you have a pension. If you don't have a pension, in the state of Kentucky, you have a certain exemption for your retirement income so that you get that off. You might not get that in a Florida or a Texas or California, wherever you wanted to go. If you go to California, you definitely want to look at taxes and make sure that you're not, you know, you understand what their tax laws are and everything. So I think that's the key thing there. And again, the health insurance question, I think those are the two things, taxes and health insurance. How are you going to be covered for a health event? How are you going to be paying taxes in the new location? But then before you invest a ton of money in a certain location and then realize, hey, this is not really what I thought it was going to be, go there for like that extended period of time and really make sure it's where you want to be. I mean, it may get there and think, it's not as glamorous as I thought it was going to be. I'm going to go somewhere else. Before you start to invest a ton of money there, let's make sure that's where you want to be.
Yeah. And if you're going to go to Florida, you're going to go to Arizona and you go, boy, January and February is really nice. Well, you might want to be there in July and August just to make sure that you really like it. Jenny, that number to talk with Alan and Troy and the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors, 502-273-1188, 502-273-1188. Troy, Jim from PRP says this: I'm really stressed about what I'm hearing about tax increases and all this money our government keeps spending. How can I learn more about what I can do to help protect my money?
Oh, Jim, that's a great question. You have a lot of different options here to learn more. We put on multiple educational courses, dinner workshops, talking about tax increase over the next few years and some tax planning tips that you can actually do yourself just by knowing what to do and making sure you qualify for them. So there's a lot of different strategies. We actually have spoken about a couple of them on the show today. Do the Roth conversion, try to convert pre-tax money over to tax-free money that'll grow tax-free. Obviously, you have to pay taxes before you can do that. Does it make sense for you? Possibly, but you need to make sure it fits within your plan. There's also the qualified charitable distribution. Take advantage of those charitable contributions that you're giving your church or local charities and make sure they're going tax-free. Now, you do have to be 70 and a half to start doing this. So there are a lot of options when trying to look at saving on taxes. But the fact is, the government is spending a lot of money. We're in more debt than we've ever been in our country's history. And the easiest way for them to increase revenue is to increase taxes. So that is going to happen at some point in the future. And we just have to make sure within our own personal retirement plan, we are saving as much tax money as possible. So I'd love to sit down with you, Jim, and just go over what your options are, what your strategy has been so far, how you're saving in taxes, or if you don't have a plan for it. Love to sit down with you and just talk about it. You know, give us a call here at the office, 502-273-1188. Leave us a quick voicemail. We'll sit down or do that 15-minute call and just discuss your situation and see if you have any options to save future tax money.
So, great question. And this question, Alan, is Ellen in Middletown. And Ellen's question really could be my question, because in November of 2024, I hit 65, which means Medicare. And here's Ellen's question. Do you help people with Medicare? I've been getting a lot of mail and phone calls about it, and it's really overwhelming. My mail has already started coming in, Alan.
Oh, I bet. I mean, I'm not far from it. But Ellen, that's a great question. We do help people with Medicare, just to kind of understand it. We don't sell Medicare supplements or anything like that. We actually have a strategic partner, a couple of them actually, that we work with that, you know, if you're in need of a Medicare supplement and truly understanding that, then you can contact us and we can get you in touch with them. We've done a couple of our events in the office for our clients that where we have, you know, a couple of these individuals come in and explain Medicare, explain the options that you have, what kind of coverage you have. And I think that's one of the things that I always recommend is just making sure you understand what's not covered so you're prepared for that. But yeah, as you get closer to Medicare age, you're going to start getting hammered with, you know, phone calls and mail, and it does become overwhelming because it's not the same type of coverage that you've always had before. You can do the Medicare Advantage plan, which is closer to what you've had in the past, but then you miss out on some of the benefits of Medicare. So you just need to know, understand how that works too, and how you go from one plan to the other if you don't like the plan you originally signed up for. And you have that open enrollment period at the end of each year that you can make some changes. But the key thing is finding somebody that you feel comfortable with, that you can trust, and then doing a little bit of research on your own to find out what your plan's not going to cover and building the plan around what your needs are. So we'd, again, be open to talking with you about that and kind of helping you weigh out some of those options. And we're kind of an unbiased option out here because we're not going to be trying to sell you, you know, a supplement plan or any type of plan like that. We'll just, you know, show you exactly what you're looking at and how it's going to fit into your overall plan.
Ellen, we've got an exciting year ahead of us. We have Medicare supplements. We have Medicare Advantage plans. We have the drug plans. How do we figure it all out? Well, the team is here to help guide you. 502-273-1188. Final question. Troy, you got about a minute left. This is from Tom in Shelbyville. My dad worked at the same job for 30 years before he retired with a pension. It just seems like he's never had to worry about much about money because he had a pension. Well, Tom has three different 401ks. And he goes, I've just kind of left them there. I haven't done anything with them. I probably should be doing something with those. What do you think I should be doing with those 401ks that I have?
You know, Tom, this is something we see day in, day out with people that are getting close to retirement. You don't have that many people that are sticking with the same job for 30 or 40 years. People go from job to job to try to increase their salary or increase benefits one way or another. The good thing is about your situation, yes, you have multiple accounts spread out, but you can start your retirement planning process now. You can start to combine those and build a retirement plan that possibly could involve a pension that would be guaranteed, kind of like your father had. When you retire, you have that guaranteed money coming in every month, plus your Social Security, and maybe you have a retirement just like your dad where you have no concerns. But sitting down, looking at your current situation, see what your options are. That's what I recommend to you. Let's sit down. Let's go through this process. And I would say most people out there listening right now are probably in Tom's position. You've worked a few jobs, maybe left your 401ks behind. Let's sit down and see what your retirement plan looks like. Give us a call at 502-273-1188. We'll set up a 15-minute call with one of our retirement coaches. We'll go through your situation, see what options you have, and see if it even makes sense for you to come in, sit down with one of our retirement planners, and go through the process. Again, it's 502-273-1188. Leave us a message. We'll follow up on Monday morning, schedule a time for you to talk to one of our retirement coaches, and see if we can help you in your retirement journey.
By contacting us, we'll review aspects of your retirement portfolio to include suggestions on how to best utilize stocks, bonds, life insurance, annuities, and other financial products, or if changing management styles is appropriate for your specific needs and objectives. Donald Allen Mercurio and Troy Bolton are investment advisor representatives of Mercurio Wealth Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any client experiences discussed during the show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. Mercurio Wealth Advisors is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any governmental agency and does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Insurance licensed in Kentucky and Indiana.